Okay, today is Daf Vav. No.
No,
today's Daf Dalet, I'm sorry. Today is Daf Dalet. Today is Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lula Nishmat's Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. Shalom Shalav and Aliyah. Okay, so we're trying to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. We said it can't be Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar holds we don't need even Edom to sign on a get. So why would someone have to say Befanai Nechtam? No reason for that. And it can't be Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds that we don't care about the writing of the get. All we care about is the signing. So there'd be no reason to say Befanai Nechtav. So who's the author of the Mishnah? So up to Gimel Amud Beis, the fourth line from the bottom, where it says Ella Reb Meir. It must be Reb Meir. And Reb Meir said that we don't have to have the get written lishma, because he holds the chasima. The writing is the chasima lishma. V'chilo by Reb Meir k'siva lishma. When doesn't he require k'siva lishma? Mid'araisa. On a d'araisa level, he doesn't require it. Mid'rabbanan boy. But on a d'rabbanan level, he does require it. So when the Mishnah says that an aid, a shliach has to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, on a d'rabbanan level. By the Amr of Nachman, it's not true. Amr of Nachman, Reb Nachman said, Amr ha'yir Meir. Reb Meir used to say, afilu matzah ba'ashpa. Even if you find a get in the garbage, which is not written lishma at all. It's right, not totally not written lishma. It was a sample, whatever. And you say, "Oh, look at this! It has the same name as me and my wife. Good, I could save a few dollars. I don't have to pay for the printer. It's over. V'chasnu v'nasnu la kasher. You can sign it, hand it over to her. It's good. So what do you see if it's good? Even with the rabbanon, doesn't require it. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. You want to tell me that we're only discussing it midaraisa, right? That ihachi omer hayir meir dvar torah miboyale lemeim dvar torah miboyale says Rashi in the second line that lemeimar dahavale Rab Nachman da amorahu, since Rab Nachman is an amora la lifrushe milsa, he has to explain Rab Meir the lo tapuk. So that a terrible tragedy shouldn't come out of the halacha. In other words, Reb Nachman couldn't say something that doesn't make it, we're not clear now. Why? He should have said, Omer Hoye Reb Meir. Reb Meir used to say, Dvar Torah afilu matzah ba'ashpa. Right? However, midrabanon, the shtar would be puzzle. What? Okay, Dibur Torah. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. Okay, so what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that if a mayor requires midrabanan, Reb Nachman should have said that. Why should he have said that? Because you will want to be clear. So we still have to follow the rabbanan. We're just living in the world of Doraisa. We follow the rabbanan. So v'chitema anan midaraisa kam aysin ala, and we're only dealing in the world of daraisa, right? Then ihachi omer hayir meir divrei Torah miboyale. He should have said that's the rabbanon level. That's the daraisa requirement, right? But the rabbanon, it's puzzle. So what do you see from here? That even a get is not written lishma. Even on the rabbanon level, it's kosher, right? Therefore, it can't be. He can't be the Tana of the Mishnah. Impossible. You're right. The Gemara says you're right. El olam Rabbi Elazar. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar. What's the issue with Rabbi Elazar? He doesn't care if it's signed. V'chi lo by Rabbi Elazar chasima. When does Rabbi Elazar not require chasima? Heicha deleka edim klal. That's it. There's no edim. You don't need edim for a get, according to Rabbi Elazar. Or not edim to sign it. All you need is edim to give it over. Now the Torah does say the kasav la lashma. Fine, but you don't need edim. You don't need edim. Heicha de'ikka edim boy. But if you do have edim, right, they better be good edim. And not only that, they have to say b'fana nechtav b'fana nechtav. De amar Rab Abba, mo de Rab Elazar b'mezuyef mitocho, shehu pasal. Rab Elazar agrees that if it's mezuyef mitocho, which means you don't need edim to sign the get. But let's say the husband's father and brother sign the get. That's not kosher edim. They're his relatives. It's mizuyef mitocho. In the get itself, it's not a good get. That is a problem. Now, what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? It's a very good question. What's the reason for that? Rabbi Elazar holds, you don't need Edom. You do not need Edom to sign a get. But if Edom do sign it, they better be good Edom. Why?
Get Edom broke, don't fix it.
So why don't we just say, if you don't have Edom, it's a good get, Edom signing. So who? So his two cousins, his two brothers signed it? So ignore that. You don't need them anyway.
Bad Edom make it worse. Bad Edom make it
what?
Worse.
Cut it out. So cut it off. So who needs that?
That's a flaw.
Bad Edom make it worse.
Well, it's a flaw in the get. Why? Why is it a flaw in the get? It's a flaw in the get. So therefore, if Edom signed it, they have to find out. We don't need them. We don't need Edom. But if they did sign it, they better be good Edom. Why?
It has to be good Edom.
Why? But there's no such thing as...
In the case you don't need Edom having the kids. They're gonna go.
But we don't need them. So just ignore it.
You're not gonna know who they are.
What do you mean? But Elazar holds. We're gonna see in a few minutes. It's a big machlokas tomorrow. Do we even hold up with Elazar? Tosfos says we do. Tosfos says we do. So why can't we just ignore them? What's the difference if two good kosher people or two relatives or two monkeys? What's the difference? It's all non. It's all irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. We don't need them. So that's a good question. So Tosfos answers later in the Masechta on Daf Yud or something. Tosfos says because it could lead to using bad Edom when you need Edom. Oh, look at this! You're allowed to have relatives. They had relatives in that get. That's why you can't have them. Only for that reason. What else is the reason?
Okay.
Right? It's gonna lead to problems. It's gonna lead to using Pasul Edom when you need Edom.
So how do you verify that it's the Shema?
What?
How do you verify that the get is written with Shema?
I just by the writing. What?
Names, places, and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So that's a good answer. It's a decent question. And a decent answer. Why do you need that? Why does it make a war? Rabbi Elazar agrees if it's Mezuyah B'Tocho, it's possible. Why? Because it's not possible. But it's possible because we don't want Edom ever. We don't want relatives ever in a get. We never want those people in any document. Why? Because people will get mixed up and think it's good. Ravashi Amar, listen to this. Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shetehe ksiva v'chasima b'talosh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a get has to be written. And has to be signed, Lishma. That's the author of our Mishnah. A totally third person. Not Reb Meir and not Reb Elazar. Now, has to be written and signed, Bitalush. Not what we said yesterday, that you can write it when it's attached, then detach it, then sign it, because all I care about is the signing. Right? Here, it has to be written and signed, detached. Why does it have to do that? Obviously, he requires both. He requires ksiva and chasima. So look at the Tosas of... You get that answer? You get that? Now, by the way, one of the Chorin points out, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda himself appears in the Mishnah. He appears later in the Mishnah, talking about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So he can't be the one who started off the Mishnah, because then later it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So it's a Tana that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. That must be some other Tana out there that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda himself, but it's okay. It's a detailed detail. Look at the so you hear what I'm saying? It has to be written Lishma, has to be written detached, and signed detached. Now, if it has to be written detached, of course it has to be signed detached. You're going to reattach it?
Yeah, can you reattach it?
So Tal says, maybe we're going to be choshes, you reattach it. Okay. Okay.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. Look at Tosfos. Ad shetehe, look at the little one. Ad shetehe ksivasa v'chisimasa v'talosh. The very little, after the bottom line. Vim tomar. Lomale l'minkat ha'chisimasa. Why does the Mishnah have, why does that Bryce have to say, and it was also signed when it was detached? Kivin shahaysa ksiva v'talosh. Since it was written detached, e'efshel l'chisimasa sh'shem l'chubar. It's impossible that the signing now is going to be attached. It's impossible. V'yesh lomar, no. The mishkacha, you can find a case. Shekasvo al ilon talosh. You wrote it detached. The achakach noto, then you replanted it. The hishrish, and it took root. The chasman, you signed it. You hear that, Tosas? Okay. Now, the Gemara asks,
So the, why did it say he's a schmuck?
What?
Why did it say he's a schmuck? Just because it's maybe just because it's not valid when it's attached to a sheet because it's.
Why wouldn't it be valid?
That's a technical issue. It's not considered paper. It's not considered something.
So we said that yesterday. We said that yesterday that the Torah says v'kasav v'nasan. You have to write it and give it, which means it can be nothing in between. I can't write it, go on vacation for a month, and then give it. Can't do that. I can't write it on something attached, then detach it, then give it.
So once again, that's the reason why it's not good. That's
no, so we said that if you did that, but the evidence is good. So he requires l'chachila to do it like this. So obviously obviously it's l'shma. There's no other reason.
Because you know you're breaking.
So I don't think anyone holds like that. Like so, okay, so you cut it off. So yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They write together.
Yeah, it's far fetched. I agree with you.
The tree, then the Edom see that, then they come back a month later and sign it that they saw that. But they have to see. The Edom have to see that they see it, don't they? Or they don't.
So that's a machlokas. We're gonna get that in the next 2 days.
I mean,
it's a Gemara is gonna talk. The Gemara is gonna ask. You have to see the guy sit there and write every single word. We're gonna get to that in the next 2 days. Now the Gemara asks the following question. So what are we so busy? We spent an entire omid and a half trying to figure out who's the author of our Mishnah, when in black and white, it's clearly Rabbi Yehuda. So, Umeikara, my time, Allah, Makmin, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. So why didn't we just say that right away? What are we busy with the whole Amid yesterday and today, busy with this? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Majina, Rameir, Stam Mishnah, Rameir. We wanted to see if we could force it to be Rameir, because Stam Mishnah is usually Rameir. So we tried to figure out if it could be Rameir. And Majina, Rabbi Lazar, the Kaim, Lahucha, Kavasei, Begitten. We wanted it to be Rabbi Lazar because we hold like that. That what? That Adi Mesira Karti? That you don't have to sign a get? It's fascinating. Right? That you don't have to sign a get. Right?
Which everybody does.
What?
Which everybody does.
Right. Okay, good? Tanan. Rabbi Gamliel over. Omer. Af ha-mevi min ha-rekem min ha-cheger. Even if you bring it from Rekem and Cheger, what's the story? You have to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam. Tanakhama said, you don't have to do it. You don't have to. Right? Why? So, we don't know why. Where is Rekem and Cheger? It's definitely in Chutz Laretz. But, Tanakhama, so what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, afilu mikfar ludum lulud. Even if you bring it from kfar ludum lulud, you also have to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtam. Amar Abaya said, "Bayaros hasmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. They're right next to Israel. Umuvlos b'tchum Eretz Yisrael eskidin. They can even be swallowed up in the tchum, whatever. But the point is, they're not officially when you send mail, the post office in the United Nations, they're not considered Israel. What are they? Right near Israel. Whatever they are. Vama Rabba Bar Barchana l'didi chazilehu asra. I saw that town. V'havu kimei bikubi l'pumpadisa." And it was as close as Kubi is to Pumbedisa. Okay. Michlal, but you see from all this, the Tanakama Savar, Tanakama holds, Lo Tzarech. You don't have to say Befonechtan from these places. You don't have to. Right? Because they're coming. Oh, and Rabbi Gamliel said, and by the way, and Rabbi Eliezer said, oh, and by the way, these places. Which means, Tanakama said no. So my La Baka Miflugi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Tanakama held, Lafisha Ain Biki and Lishma. The Tanakama held like Rabbah. The issue is, why do you have to say B'fana Nechtav? Because of Lishma problems. The Hani Gemiri. They live right here in Israel. They're right here. My mom is right here. So no reason. There's no need. Umar Savar and Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer held, Lafisha Ain Edim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo. That did now Edim over here. It's another country. Fine, it's very close by. It's another world. The Hani Nami Lo Shchichi. Right? And they're not Shchiach to come back and forth. So what do you see? The same machlokas between Rabba and Rava is in the Mishnah already. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So the Gemara says Lo.
You could spin it the other way also.
Right? Lo, no, not true. Rabba Matarich L'Taimei, V'Rava Matarich L'Taimei. Each one of them can explain the Mishnah only according to their world. How so? Rabbi Matarich L'Taimei, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds, Lefi She'ein B'Kiyin L'Shma. Everybody agrees with me, the issue is L'Shma. So what's going on? B'Hacha, B'Hacha B'Flagi. They're arguing about some totally other issue. The Tanakama Savar, Hani, these cities, Kivan Desmuchos, since they're nearby, Mi'kmar Gemiri. Everybody knows about L'Shma. The Mam is right over here, right? For us, Rabban Gamliel Lemeimar, Muvlos, Gemiri. I agree about Ludim and Lud, but Smuchos, Lo Gemiri. But I don't agree about the Smuchos. I don't agree about Rekab and Cheger. For us, Rabban Gamliel Lemeimar, Muvlos, Namilo. Even if it's Muvlos, it's still not good enough. Shlot Techalet Medina Sayam. It's a low plug, Medina Sayam. It's 2 seconds from Israel. It's right there. It's even the same name, Ludim and Kfar Ludim. Doesn't matter. You're not in Israel, you have to have a fine Echta, a fine Echtan. Why? Only because of Lashva. Rava Matar to Taimei, Rava will say as follows. The Kula Yalma Lafisha Ain Edim Matsuyim Lakaimo. No, really, the issue is there's an Edim problem. Everybody knows about Lashma, says Rava. Everybody knows about Lashma. It's an Edim problem. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama held. Well, listen, Hani, these cities, given the Smuchos, since they're so close, Mishkash Shechichi, there's a frequency. They do shopping over here. They come to the shir. The mom is right here. Also, we're going to be a lemeimar. No, Muvlos Shechichi, Smuchos Lo Shechichi. Yeah, the ones that are swallowed into the border, that's Shechiach. You're right. But Rekem and Cheger are not in Israel. They're not swallowed up. They're right to the next towns over. Lo Shechichi, that's not true. But also, we're going to be a lemeimar. Muvlos Nami. It's Muvlos also not. It's a low plug. Good? Very good. Fine. Now, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim said, it's an Ar Mishnah, on Daf Beis. Ar Chachamim said, Eino Tzarech Shiyomar, Bafana Nechtav, Ubafana Nechtam. You don't have to say it, except, Hamevi Get Min Medina Sayam. If you bring a get from overseas, the Hamolich, or you go from here to there, to Canada, right? But the Chasam Sofer says that the Tana lived in Israel. This Tana lived in Israel. So to him, Molich means going from Israel somewhere else. If you're going from Israel to somewhere else, what did the Chachamim hold? You have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Why? It can only be because of Edom. It can't be because of Lashma. We're in Israel here. The Bnei Brak. Right, they can't get better than that. So they know the Shema. So why on earth? How's Rava going to explain the Chacham? Right, Michlal, the Tanakama Savar, Tanakama holds Molech Lo Tzarech. Tanakama held that if you're going from Bnei Brak to Montreal, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam. That can only make sense if you hold it because of the Shema. Why would the Chachamim say you do have to say B'fanei Nechtam? Because they don't hold the Lashma reason. So it's exactly the achlokas of Rabba and Rava is found in the Mishnah. Right? My lab hakamiflagi. What's going on here? Tanakama Savar, Tanakama held. If you go from Bnei Brak to somewhere else in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to say before Nechtam. Lefishayim Bekin Lashma. The issue is Lashma. Vahani Kimiri. People in Bnei Brak know about Lashma. Mar Savar and the Chachamim held Lufish Ein Edim Mitzurin Lekaimo. Now the issue doesn't know Lishma. Of course, the people in Bnei Brak know Lishma. That's not the issue. What's the issue? Who's in Montreal? We don't know who those people are. Not that one. The people in Montreal are not going to know who these people in Bnei Brak are. They're not going to know who they are. Vahani Nami Lo Shechichi. There's no frequency between those two cities. So when they walk into a Bezit in Montreal, the Bezit is going to say, well, who are these people? And the aide's going to say, the sheikh, don't worry about it. B'fanei Nechtam. Don't worry about it. It's all good. That makes perfect sense. So the machlokas between Rabba and Rava is in the mission already. Same suggestion we had before, right? So the Gemara says, no. Rabba matar ritzel taimei. Rava matar ritzel taimei. Each Amora can explain the Mishnah in their way. How so? Rabba matar ritzel taimei. Rava's going to say it like this. Everybody agrees that there's a Lashma problem. Everybody agrees to that. So why, if you go from Israel to somewhere else, you have to say before an act? Oh, no. V'hacha b'gziris molech atu mevi kamiflagi. It's a gzera. You're right. You don't have to say it if you go from Bnei Brak anywhere else. Why are we making you say it? Gzera. Right? So you shouldn't mix up. When you come from somewhere else to Israel, Tanakama Savar logos bina malachot umevi. We don't make such a gzera. Therefore, Tanakama left that part out. Why? It's not a gzera. V'rabbanan basroi savri and the chachamim who are the second person in the Mishnah, bezrinan malachot umevi. They make the gzera. So even though there's no reason The Ishmael's a Shema. So why from Bnei Brak does someone have to say before the Nechta when he walks into a Bez Din in St. Louis? Why? Because it's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? When somebody comes from St. Louis to Bnei Brak, they're going to have to say. He asks one of the Achronim over here, why isn't that a Gzeira l'Gzeira? The whole reason of Bifanei Nechtav is a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is that people, either because of the Lishma, so we make them say Bifanei Nechtav to resolve the Lishma. Now we're doing the Gzeira or through the first Gzeira. Isn't that a Gzeira l'Gzeira? So no, you probably have to say it's probably one big Gzeira, right? That's the answer they always give. Rava Matara to Taimei, Rava will explain the Mishnah entirely according to his opinion. That what? Nothing to do with Lishma. The issue is an Edom issue, an Edom verification issue. The Kuliyam alafisha eight Edom material Kaimo. The whole issue is we can't find Edom. Right? So for Rabbanan Basroi, according to Rava, the Rabbanan Basroi, Lifirushe Taima the Tanakama Huda Asa. What they're really doing is they're explaining the Tanakama. In other words, The Tanakaba just said, if you go from St. Louis, Missouri, to Bnei Brak, you have to say before Nechta, before Nechta, and we're adding on, and they even meant it when you go from Bnei Brak to St. Louis. They didn't say that, but they meant it. Right? So, asks the Ksav Sofer, so why don't we give that same answer for Rabbah? Right? What did Rabbah say? Rabbi's answer was Gzeira l'Gzeira. Leaving Israel or to coming into Israel. Why don't we say the same thing? They're explaining the words of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama only said when you come from Chutz La'aretz because of Lishma. Right? And now they're explaining. So the Ksav Sofer says, it's a very dachuk thing to say this. We don't have any other answer. We don't want to say that he's explaining his words. You never find such a thing like that. Another Tana comes along to explain what the first Tana said. Pretty unusual. That's a very dachuk thing to say. We have nothing else to say, so we're going to say it. But by Rabbi, we don't have to say it. We have another answer to say it. We can say it's a Gzeira. Much better answer. The Gzeira leaving Israel, Atu coming into Israel. Okay. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hamevi get mi Medina le Medina, be Medinas Hayam, Tzarech Lomar, befana nechtam, befana nechtam. If you go from America to Canada, you have to say befana nechtam. The implication is, ha ba'osa Medina b'Medina Sayam, but if you go from New York to Chicago, in the same country, lo tzarach, you don't have to say. Now that only makes sense according to Rava, with it's an Edom issue. So you could say, okay, they know each other, everybody knows each other in the whole America. But l'Rava nicha, but l'Rava kasha. According to Rava, that makes no sense. If they don't know about Lashma in New York, they don't know about it in Chicago. So why, if you go from New York to Chicago, you don't have to say? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, no, you have the wrong diuk. The diuk, what did the Mishnah say? If you go from America to Canada, you have to say, b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. What's the diuk? Lo tema haba osa medina, medina siyam lo tzarech. Don't say that if you go from New York to Chicago, you don't have to say. That's not true. Ela ema, rather, the diuk is, Mi Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarach. That's the correct diyuk. If you go from the north, from the Galil, down to the Negev, hey, you don't have to say. That's the right diyuk. Right?
Didn't we say in all of it, you don't have to say?
Ha behedjik tani la. It says that preferish in the Mishnah. What kind of diyuk is that? It says that black and white. Right? Ha be'evi get be'eretz Yisrael.
And
a tzarach. Lomar, b'fon ha'nechtam, b'fon ha'nechtam. It says it straight out. So what do you need? I need a deal to tell me that you don't have to do that? The mission is straight out, you don't have to do that. So the Gemara says, no. Imeahi, if I would have only learned that those words from the mission itself, Havamina, Hani Mili Bidiyevet. I would have thought, Bidiyevet, you don't have to. But the Hachila, you should. Abel Hachila, lo. Kamash Malan, we have a deal. Even the Hachila, you don't have to. Even the Hachila, you don't have to. Okay? The Ikka the Motziv La Hachi. Others said it like this. Ha, min Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael, lo tzarach. No. But even from one country to another country in Israel, like one province, meaning from the Galil to the Negev, lo tzarach. So la Rabba Nicha, according to Rabba, that makes perfect sense. Why does that make perfect sense? Because there's no Lashma problem. But la Rava Kasha. But according to Rava, it's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Because Lechora, they don't. There's an Edom problem. Who goes to the Galil? No one goes there. So who in Rava's world? So who? So there's an Edom. There's no Galil and the Negev is like New York and Israel. It's two different worlds. So the Gemara says, no, you have the wrong diak. Lo tema mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzaruch. Don't tell me that. Elaim, or rather, ha ba'os medina, the medina's hayam lo tzaruch. No, what I meant to say, what Rava would have to say is, no, if you go from New York to Chicago, you don't have to say fine nachtam. Why not? Because everyone knows everybody. Ha'aval medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael mai. What about if go from one part of Israel to another part of Israel? Tzaruch. That's a funny thing. From New York to Chicago, you don't have to say. But I go from the northern part of Israel to the southern part of Israel, I do have to say. Right? So if that's true, listen, the Mishnah should have said, Hamevi mi medina le medina stam. Just say, I bring a get from one medina to another medina. And then I know. Because I guess the different parts of Israel is called a medina. So if I go from any medina to any medina, I have to say. That means that I go from America to Canada, America to Israel, the Galil to the Negev. You have to say, B'fon anechtav, B'fon anechtav. Why?
Based on the Edom,
correct. He only, that's his world, right? Why? So why don't we just say that? It's so much more simple. Now, when wouldn't you have to say? If you go from New York to Chicago, not. Right? If you go from Montreal to Toronto, also not. And if you go from Bnei Brak to Ramat Gan, also not. Right? Those not. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam, mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael, nami lo tzarech. No! You go from the Galil to the Negev, you don't have to say fine nachtam. The kivah, the ikka, oli regalim, mishka shchichi. Why? Because they're all the regel. So everybody knows everybody. People going all over the place. Everybody meets up with everybody. What about if you live in Chutz Laretz? Why don't we say the same thing? Doesn't everybody go... So the Cheshek, well, the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. The Cheshek Shlomo says, you see from here, there's a Tosfos in Pesachim that says that if you don't own land in Israel, you're potter from Ola Regel. Lechora, if I live in Iraq or Woodmere, why should I be potter from Ola Regel if there's a Beis HaMikdash? Somebody lived in Bavel. Somebody lived in Rome. Somebody lived in all these places. Somebody lived in Damascus. Why should I be potter from Ola Regel? Just because he's in Chutzlar, so go there. People go every yontif if they go to Eretz Yisrael. So why should it be different if you live? Why should it be different? Why should it be different then? So the Gemara clearly here says that the only reason why there's no problem in Israel is because everybody goes to Ola Regel. So when they come to the Yerushalayim, everybody knows everybody. It's one big happy family. What about in Chutzlar? So there's a Tosfos that said that, you know, that Gemara there, where the Goy wanted to bring the Korban Pesach. So he went to Yehuda. Who did he go to? Yehuda ben Bava, maybe? He went to somebody, and this person told the Goy, ask for the tail. It's the best part. There is no tail. So Tosfos there asked, why did he go to Be'ol Regel? What was he doing home?
He's old.
So Tosfos gives one answer, he was old. And Tosfos gives another answer, because he lived in Chutz Laretz. He lived in
Brooklyn.
He lived in Chutz Laretz. So everyone scratched it. What kind of answer is that? He lived in Chutz Laretz. So what kind of patur is that? So this Gemara says it straight out. If you don't live, the Gemara says, if you live in Israel, there's no b'fon anechtam problem. Why not? You live in different regions of Israel. Why not? The answer is because you get together. What about in Chutz Laretz? So you see from here, they probably get together. No, I didn't say that at all. What? Right, exactly.
Proximity.
Exactly. Because the Gemara assumes
closer,
exactly.
In one spot, then you live.
Correct. Cairo is probably closer. No, I don't know about that.
Levi says everyone has to come, but the only the Chutz Laretz don't spend much time because they have to get back.
I hear.
You have to come right. You have to go right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So I'm just saying, you could make that argument that based on this Gemara, Tosfos has a point. You could make that argument. Anyway, Tinach b'zman shebeis hamikdash yikayim. That's only good when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. She'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim, ma'ikal amemar. What about now? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, well, kiven the ikka batedinim kivi mishkash chichi. Fine. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have established bezdins, and Israel is not the same thing as anywhere else in the world, and it's different. And therefore, even if you live from one part of Israel to the other part of Israel, You don't have to say before an echlam, before an echlam. Good? Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said like this, Rashir Megamlil Omer, Afilu Mehagmunya Lahagmunya, even from one Hagmunya to another Hagmunya. What's Hagmunya? Some kind of kingdom. A hegemon, a ruler. It could even be the same city, right? So Omer B'Yitzchak, Irachas Haisef Eretz Yisrael, there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Va'asisio Shemo, and that was its name, V'hayyubo Beis Hagmunos. It had two leaders, it had two kings, Shahayu Makpidin Zalzeh. They were makbid on each other. In other words, they didn't get along.
Well,
yeah, exactly. 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 So you come from East Berlin to West Berlin, and there's a big wall in the center, and they're ruled by two different countries. So, Lefikach, Hutzdrichu Lomar, Me'agmun Lagmunya. You would have to say, Befanechlam, if you come from one to the other. Now, that's not really such a chiddush, is it? Who would argue on that? Would the Tanakhama really argue on that?
No.
Right? He can't really argue on that. So what it means that Rabbi Shimon being a little pipes up, or even from one, who argues? The Tanakhama argues on that. You have East Berlin to West Berlin, they're two different countries. Happens to be it's the same city, right? So for whatever reason, it fell out like this, that they're not even, there's no shaykhs between the two cities, right? That happened to happen like that. Like he would be saying, there's a city in Israel like that. So would anyone argue on that?
Wait, there's a city in Israel like that. Israel wouldn't apply.
What? No, it generally does apply. Generally, there's no before and after. Not a case like this, where they don't let anyone leave. So you happen to come in there for whatever reason. You don't know anybody in there. You're never there. The king doesn't let you come in.
If you're saying it's because of
Lishma, right?
Then it's Eretz Yisrael regardless.
Exactly. So Larava Nicha, Larava Kasha. According to Rava now, according to Lishma, it's a Kasha. What's the Kasha?
Because the whole thing is in Eretz Yisrael.
What?
The whole thing is in Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly. So even though they're not allowed to leave, they still live in Eretz Yisrael, so they still learn, right? So the Gemara answers, we have no way to answer this question. So the Gemara answers, Rabba Islay the Rava. Rabba agrees with Rava. In other words, even though Rabba, so look at Rashi, Rabba Islay the Rava. The Mimedina Limedina Be'eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit up where we are.
The Gemara just used this last line.
Correct. The Mimedina Limedina Be'eretz Yisrael, when you go from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, Hecha Dikpidi, where they're Makpid, Vilo Shchichi Edim, and there's no frequency between the two places because one's a tyrant, Tzricha L'Memar, you have to say. Avol Rava, less late the Rabba. But Rava doesn't agree with Rabba. Rava holds there is no lishma problems, right? The e shchichi edim, because if there is a situation where edim are shchiach, lo chayshinan le'ein b'kiyin, there's no issue because the kula b'kiyin. Everybody knows about lishma. Rabba would agree in that case, there's no lishma problem. You're right, it's in Israel, but there's no frequency, so therefore I would agree.
What do you mean the e shchichi
edim?
Why is
there
lishma? What if
he has hama edim? No. Rava holds the issue isn't lishma. So the Rashi is just saying, Rava doesn't hold like Rava. Rava doesn't agree with Rava. So if there's no Edom problem, Rava will never hold there's a little Shema problem. Rava will hold of both. So the Gemara answers, so Elamai Menayu. So fine, if Rava now holds like Rava, is there any difference between the two of them? The Gemara says, yes. Iki Benayu, that's you, Beitrei. What if two people show up? So if two people show up, according to Rava, there's no issue. Because two people are two Edom. But if you come from St. Louis, there's still a little Shema problem. So Rabba would still agree. I still have a problem. You're right. Rava's problem is resolved. My problem's not resolved. Just because you bring two, it's still a little Shema problem. Or Inami, Ba'osa Medina, B'Medina Sayam. What about Ba'osa Medina? What about from Woodmere to Brooklyn? So according to Rava, there's no issue. Because in the Osa Medina, here in Brooklyn, it's mamish right here, so everybody knows everybody. It's still a Lishma problem. It's still a Lishma problem because it's still a Chutzlaretz. So those are the only two cases that we have left. Right? Rabba Islay the Rava. Now we'll stop here, and I will pick up tomorrow. The Gemara is going to keep on going with this case. We finished by the word Tanan, four lines from the bottom. Everybody have a very, very good day.